Welcome to the Sedona Soul Sister Show, down-to-earth discussions on metaphysics, spirituality, paranormal, and healing. The Sedona Soul Sisters are the most trusted psychic mediums in Sedona. They have offices in Sedona where they see clients from all over the world. And now, today's show with Roz, Ivory, Terri-Ann, and Melissa. Today's topic is thriving spirituality in today's world. If you're here with us live and you have questions, you can raise your hand, we'll unmute you, or you can ask them in the chat room. And if you're watching this later on our YouTube channel, then you can send your questions to the email listed in the detail box for that group. We'll be happy to answer questions at any time. So it seems like it gets more and more of a challenge every day thriving in this world, doesn't it?
Nothing truer has been said.
Every time I feel like I got my balance and I'm back on, got my feet on the ground, I'm okay again, something else happens and there I am having to put a lot of extra time and attention into that. Has that been true for you ladies too?
Yes, very much.
Oh
every
my gosh.
I think I have it together.
I'm just hearing it from clients every single day too. I don't know what's wrong with me. I just can't seem to focus or, you know, I'm depressed. I hear that when I feel like I'm depressed and I don't know. I think a lot of that depression is just picking up on world energy, but there are some things that it'd be not too difficult to be depressed about, right?
You can't dwell on it.
Mm-mm.
It's my son Ben said to me yesterday, "Mom, everything feels heavy." I said, "I know. We're all feeling it."
Oh yeah, but there's always something happening. You know,
yeah.
I mean, there's always something happening. If we wait for things to be perfect, to thrive, to work on our spiritual life, to develop ourselves, we'll never get it done.
Well, I think for one thing, you know, I have to, all the time. And I think it helps tremendously to work on your level of neutrality. Like if you can kind of stay objective, you know, you're always hearing something kooky that's going on. Some people, some group, some world, you know, world leader, somebody is doing something that really, I mean, it just hits you like, that's not good. So you really have to work on your objectivity, I think, if you're going to be able to do the work of, you know, focusing on consciousness and, yeah, surviving and all that other stuff.
I listen to a lot of podcasts, and particularly in the morning when I'm getting ready is one of my favorite times. And this morning I was listening to one where they have guests on, and they're guests about how to help you or your spiritual business. And today's was really good because they were talking about how easy it is to get caught up into feeling like you have to do what everybody else is, or you're not doing your part. For instance, if everyone you know is protesting something, but you don't feel moved to do that, well, then, you know, that's not your thing. You know, we really have to think about, like, what is our individual gift? What do we have unique to us that we can do to help the situation and focus on that? And I think for us, this show is one of those things that we can do. We've always known the four of us together are a powerful force, and the four of us together doing this show, getting the word out during this crazy time, is something we can uniquely do that's probably more powerful than going out and protesting.
Well, and I think, you know, a part of the outlook of that is what protesting is designed to do is bring attention to whatever situation is being protested.
Right.
But, you know, we're doing outreach, basically, where we're also just focusing our energy and discussing these things Now, I have to say that of all the people, who love to protest, I'm sure probably one of them and love to talk about protesting. Did a lot more of that when I was younger. But the bottom line here is it's really about your focus of your intention, which we've talked out bef about before, and also, getting your balance as you were discussing with things so that you stay on task, kind of. And, there's a tremendous amount of energy that's very well directed in the protest movements. But the bottom line is, you can be sitting in your office or sitting in your home and be directing energy at a very powerful level and focusing on helping pe people, seeing people recognize what's really happening, have a level of objectivity for that, and then be in there in terms of focusing on everyone's best good, they're everyone's survival, everybody's. I just feel like there's so many calls to action, I guess, that you have to kind of determine what you feel your best gift to help is.
And maybe even your best gift right now, that can change. It can suddenly be moved to help in a different way. And I like protesting too for things that are important. I protested about the environment. That's my thing. And I think that everybody has their thing. They might still want to do that, but you might want to put the bulk of your energy into something that involves your spirituality and maybe even why you're here. And that's a good thing to be thinking about during this time now where we have more alone time, more isolated time. We've talked about it before, the contemplation, but figuring out like why you're here, that might not be the same as your life purpose.
I think what we're experiencing now is kind of unprecedented. I mean, I don't know if about you guys, but I've never had a time in my life when, it was just taken off the table that, okay, you don't have to worry about anything except what you're supposed to be doing right now. Now, that's not true, but that's what's been presented as, as a product of the pandemic a bit. And I think, blending that in with what we were mentioning before, like objectivity and focus and all that other stuff, just realizing that you can take this is a time of staying within yourself and focusing. You're not out running all over. And that goes back to the protesting too. I mean, you're an amazing, energy for the environment. And yeah, you were out there marching and doing your thing, before this was cut off, but you're still addressing that and you're still directing energy on a daily basis to that, I'm sure, because
For
you
me,
have
that's
passion for
part
that.
of my spiritual journey because that was told to me, that was given to me by my angels back in 85 when they showed me what was going to happen to our planet. And it was pretty terrifying.
Scary,
I went
yeah.
on a mission immediately. My poor daughter, we were out walking the neighborhood picking up trash every day. And I worked in radio. I just started kicking it into high gear, like organizing cleanups of rivers and streams and fields and waterway, you can name it. We were cleaning it up.
That's a good thing.
Oh, yeah.
That's interesting. I've been awakening more and more every day to recognition of, like you said, Ivory, that I think that's like priceless advisement to say right now, like what can I know? What am I supposed to be doing right now? How can I help right now? But it's been unfolding for me, each day in prayers and meditation in the morning, and It's kind of a new level. However, at the same time, I'm seeing in clients and myself and just surroundings, all of these synchronicities. Like you said, you went back to 1985. You knew that was one of your big purposes, one of your big purposes to hold light and wholeness and freedom for is the environment. And I'm seeing the synchronicities go back to different time periods and go, whoa, it's almost like the divine was just leading me along the way for understanding the next level and the next level and the next level of my awakening. And I'm seeing that in other people. And part of it for me, sometimes I'm very resistant. I don't want to.
I don't want to.
I don't like this. I don't like
the inner child coming out, Melissa.
Yeah. So I've been working on that lately, like, okay, tell me what I can do. And I've not that other people are as resistant and childlike as I am, or, you know, firecrackery as I am, but I'm just delighted in seeing those pieces where we are all waking up to the next steps of how we can our spirituality, like, recognize the unity in the earth, as well as the unity in the people, even the people we don't like, or some of the things that are the opposite, or it just feels like that we're finding our next steps. And so for me, it's almost like breathe it in and go, okay, I'll listen and take the steps. And Terry Ann and I have been doing spiritual hypnosis, quantum hypnosis, past life regressions. And it is, I want to call her like for days and just go, oh, I caught up. Can you believe that in our journey together? And that's just a way that both of us really like to walk forward in our spirituality and help and find out how we're supposed to help this world in this ascension and awakening time. But I've just been in awe as the other people around us and the other people like clients and things like that are just, they're waking up as well. And they're doing it in different ways and pieces. I am just delighted. It's like, even though it's uncomfortable changes these days and weird. And like you said, Ivory, the kind of being at home more, and we're in a different, I don't know, mindset, way, space. But as we all go inside, I am just excited that the people around us are going, wait a minute, we don't want the yucky old stuff. We want we're on our spiritual path, whether we chose it or not, and we want to move forward for the greatest good and help the world heal and help the people rise up, the consciousness. So I've just been excited.
And we said that before, right? We talked about how the pandemic really slowed a lot of people down, and they were able to then see that these messages were coming in. They had the time to be at peace. But I think for me, a lot of my clients, what they're talking about is learning about it's not only like what you eat, what you put in your physical body, but it's who you surround yourself with and the people, the things that you watch, the people that you're around. They're starting to see, like you said, those synchronicities, like, oh, I'm with this group of people and I leave there and I really don't feel good and I don't like feeling like that. So now they're becoming open to understanding there's a deeper meaning behind that for them. So they're saying, like, I never knew the way they made me feel. And so, you know, they're slowly stepping back from that type of environment. And I think that that's another wonderful aspect of this journey we're going forward in.
I think we're aligning to each other. And to me, you know, I think in abstract ways sometimes, but I kind of think, for my perception at least, these last few years, especially pandemic things, especially just weird, yucky things in the big picture, the world picture, the media, things like that, it's almost given us a chance to have like God reach in and go and unplug us from those really lower things that we didn't even know were happening. Like, we didn't realize, and nudge us along. And it's, And then again, give us a little moment to go inside and be able to recognize that. I think it's really cool.
And I just want to say first, Melissa, every single one of us has that inner child that occasionally goes, I don't want to. That's why I'm laughing, because haven't we all been guided to do something? And we're like, I don't want to do that. I've told you before, like my angels will say things like, talk to the man two people behind you in the grocery store line. And I'm like, I'm kind of shy. I don't want to talk to that strange man. I don't want to open that can of worms in a public place. You know, so I'm like, But I want to also talk about that interconnectivity. This is something that's been really just kind of pushing in on me from outside sources, like my angels mostly, about I've always felt the connectivity. Like, I think that's why I feel love for the human race. And I didn't realize not everybody feels that. Like, a lot of people feel like if you're not in my family, you're not my friends, why should I care about you? And I don't, that always just like hurts my heart when somebody expresses something like that. Well, I don't know them. You know, why would I care? It's like they're a fellow human being. So for me, that's always been just like a natural thing. We're all connected. So I want to say this, and it's probably not going to be popular with some people hearing it, but a lot of this thing, this one world thing that is coming up, is a lot about a spiritual awakening for the planet of thinking about one another as being connected, not just through technology, not just because of planes and the internet, but because we are all connected. Our energy is connected, just as if you're sitting next to somebody, your energies are mingling. Being on the same planet, all of our energies are mingling. There's no way to avoid that every single person on this planet where our energies are connected. And in that way, moving forward as one world is a very spiritual thing to do. So it's playing out right now in a very public way with the pandemic, in that there's countries saying, I want the vaccines for my country. And now the third world countries aren't getting any. You know, they just can't get to the front of the line, and they're yet hit some of the worst, some of the highest rates and highest death rates, and they can't get the vaccines. So that's one way we could start by thinking of ourselves as a world, just as if we don't take care of this pandemic in all areas of the world, we'll all be dealing with it again and again and again, because we're so connected and because the world has become so small through travel. So that's just a very current, visible way to think about that. It's not about being ruled in some way that you don't want to be. It's about thinking about everyone on the planet. And I think that's something we're all being called to do right now during this challenging time. It's being put in our face in some very interesting ways. And that's a way we can thrive through it instead of fighting it, is to see it and feel it and embrace it.
I think this is that's beautiful, yes. And I think this is a way, it's almost like that God has a chance to shine the light upon us and remind us that not a single person, whether we're taller or shorter or richer or poorer or wherever we grew up, is lesser or more than another. And I just think that in our spiritual walk and connecting together, it feels like that we're going to make some big strides in this year in that area, and be able to come together and choose wholeness for all of us, choose healthiness for all of us, choose our basic needs for all of us. And the judgments, like, we'll recognize that even the judgments we didn't realize we had, because I've certainly done that over the years, and went, oh my goodness, I was sitting in judgment of that. I didn't realize it. But it feels like the judgments will start slipping away, and we'll go, oh yeah, and realize that the earth is small enough to take care of all of us. We do have enough.
We do. It's kind of like, remember how we've talked about this so many times amongst ourselves, that it's kind of funny when somebody might move to the Sedona area and they're doing spiritual services, And they're very clearly worried that about competition. And it's so funny because there isn't really competition, because each one of us draws people who are meant to work with us. So our energy will draw the people who are attracted to our energy, who are going, we're going to be able to help them in some way. And that's true for all of those other people too. So no matter what business you're in, you know, no matter what you're doing, there's plenty of business and money and abundance for all. That is true on a worldwide scale too. And I keep bringing this up because to me, thriving in this chaos today is about opening up to looking at what's going on in the whole world, what's good for the world. That is my issue. I'm not a political person. I've said it before. I'm going to say it again. I've never been a political person, but I don't like that America first, because it's a big step backwards in being a good person, being a spiritual person, being kind, being loving. It's sort of like, I'm going to take mine and I'm going to make sure my needs are met, and to heck with everybody else. You know, it's like, it's selfish. So I have issues with that. And that's not a judgment. That's just saying, I can't go there. I can't do that. I can't buy into that. I think that we're all being called to expand right now. This time right now, we're being called to expand, and that is uncomfortable. I don't think a single person out there who's gone through it is going to say, oh man, I just loved it when I went through that major spiritual growth. Let's face it. On the other side, it's great, right?
We talk about that too every day when we come in, Melissa and I and Roz and you, how uncomfortable it is sometimes. And you're like, oh, I don't really want to do this today. And sometimes we pull the covers over our head and we go into bed and we're like, not today. But then we come back around. And so then we go through. But it has been uncomfortable for us as well.
For years, off and on. I mean, there have been moments and bumpy roads and confusion and things like that. So sometimes when I'm working with people and I'll say, can we work on clearing and aligning? Is that a good choice for you? And is that going to help? And they'll go, cool, we'll do it once. And then they'll think it's all, you know, like, okay, that's over. And I'm like, okay. But that means that something else will come so that we can all like rise up together. So, but that discomfort, I mean, that goes hand in hand for me, at least, with my, no, I don't want to do that. I do not want it to be part of mine. But then always the awakening part after, like Ivory said, is okay, good. Okay, cool. Okay, good.
Sort of, and like giving birth to a child is agony and torturous, but on the other side of it, you have this beautiful baby. But you still had to go through the agony and the torture. And if you have another baby, it's going to be more of that. So also with this, what you were just saying, Melissa, that's kind of funny with, let's just do the clearing and then we'll be done with it. I'm here to tell you from personal experience, those clearings, those self-assessment times, those just roll around periodically. It's like saying, I'm going to clean my house and I'm done for life. As long as I live in this house, it's clean now. No. And same for our spirituality, our minds, our souls. It's constant reevaluation. Things are put in our face. I was reading something yesterday for a client about soulmates, and they were talking about, I needed to explain to them why it's okay, why it was all right that person wasn't their soulmate. And I know we have that topic coming up in a couple of weeks, so I don't want to spend a lot of time on that. But basically, it was about how some people really put your deficiencies, your flaws right in your face. And sometimes those people are the ones who are going to be the most helpful to you. It's uncomfortable. And I think there's a lot of that happening right now from when I'm talking to clients. A lot of people saying, people keep telling me this. And I'm like, do you think there's any truth to that? There's dead silence. Like, maybe, you know, but those are the things I catch myself to, Melissa. You know, I'll think something or say something, and I'm like, you know what? That's judgmental. And I make myself think about something similar I've done in my life and how I certainly haven't been perfect, and I did something I have no, and I tell myself out loud, you have no right to judge a person. You have no right at all. And I just like knock it out of myself because I just don't even want to go there.
Well, I think it's some of those things, like certainly all four of us, in my opinion, are the least judgmental people ever, and kind, and are absolutely 100% heart centered for all of us and everyone around us, the world. But sometimes it just pops up and I go, darn it, to thrive, I want to rinse that one out of me. I want to clear that out and help others find a way to, when they, you know, trip over something or have that discomfort come in, or any issues, you know, coming at them, how can they rinse that out so that they can thrive, and then we can all come together.
I think it's hard to shift forward and start to awaken no matter when, but right now it is a difficult time. So people are suffering because they're already stressed out. They're already highly anxious. They don't know what's going to happen next. I had a very longtime dear friend yesterday texting me. Her mother was being taken to the hospital. She was had very advanced serious case of COVID, and they barely got to the hospital and she passed away, and they were there with her. They let her be there with her. But I'm like, people are going through things like this and worried that's going to happen to them. Worried they're going to lose a loved one. They've lost their jobs. They're not sure if they're going to keep a roof over their head. And yet their spiritual awakening is still happening. So, you know, you start with a stress level up here, and you've got to fight through all of that because these things are meant to happen when they're guided to happen, no matter what's going on around you. I don't know if you've done a lot of reading about the Holocaust, but I have. And there's people had a massive spiritual awakenings in concentration camps in the middle of the Holocaust, being hidden away. So that to me is even extremely more dire circumstances than what we're going through now. And they still had their spiritual awakenings. They still were guided to wake up to circumstances, to see the positives in life, to focus on the good in people. If they can do it, we can do it.
Mm-hmm. I'm seeing in surroundings lots of people having, actually this has been kind of tough on my end. It's been tough for me at least, but suicides and attempted suicides. And I even had a missing persons case last week, and the person couldn't handle anything and left, like ran away. And so I think we're all, some of these people are very stable, secure, balanced, you know, and as far as we can tell, but it just feels like that we can't run. We can try to hide, but we can't run from it. And it feels like it's like that light is coming to help us step into this new, newer energy of thriving, balance, wholeness, and it's our time.
I understand fight or flight, and I understand being so exhausted and confused and overwhelmed, you have no energy to fight. And I have heard people expressing lately very seriously, like, I'm thinking of leaving the country. And I'm like, and where would you go?
Where would you go?
Where would you go that COVID doesn't exist? Where would you go that discord and anger and violence are not happening? Where would you go? And then they're just silent. I'm like, you cannot run away from this. This is a worldwide challenge right now. And you might as well stand your ground here where you have people who you know and love. You've got a support system. Stand your ground. You know, we've talked about the battle lines being drawn between good and evil. And I think we are seeing it right here and now. We are in it. It's happening right now. Make no mistake about that. So is it any wonder it's such a challenge to keep focused on your spiritual journey? And yet, isn't that the most important reason, that love, that we're even here? You know, so my angels keep telling me when I get worried about things, I sometimes read too much news and watch too many videos and I need to stop. And my angels actually will disable the device if they think I've just like overdone it. They'll make it so it won't work. And I'll hear them say, let go of that. Like, that's not helping me with helping other people. All it's doing is damaging my energy, freaking me out, making me feel worried. And how in the world does that make me a strong spiritual leader? How does that make me helpful? So maybe that's happening to you too. That's why I'm mentioning, like, just making devices, like they'll make my TV stop working if they don't like what I'm watching, or they'll make my phone start acting up where I can't watch news. That is not a mistake. That's not coincidental, folks. Your angels will do things like that. If you don't do it for yourself, they get frustrated. They're like, enough.
Or just take it and put it on whatever channel they want.
Yes. And I love Little House on the Prairie. It's my very favorite show because it's like a wash of love and calm and peace. So I watch that before our shows. I watch it before I do sessions because it just really is great for my energy, just a little bit of it. So find a show that does that for you. If you're a TV person, if you're going to watch something, watch things that fill your soul. You know, there are some really wonderful things out there. You don't have to fill yourself with darkness and violence. Isn't there enough of that going on around us as it is?
You know, I woke up this morning and I turned over and my very first thought was, I am so glad I get to wake up with around people. Not that it's all fun all of the time, but I get to wake up around people that actually love me and respect me, because in different time periods of my life, it's been like no one had any good intentions for me. And I rolled over and I just thought, thank you, God, because that does give me the strength to learn, grow, thrive, and step forward and learn how to thrive in the next way. But I was just so grateful to be around people and in circumstances and spaces where I'm just appreciated and liked, where I belong. And so thanks to you guys.
We're so glad you came back.
You're part of that. Thanks.
I think too, the other thing is, you know, when you awaken in the morning and, you know, your very first thoughts are, okay, you know, send me whatever it is that you feel that I need to work on, address, whatever. If I need to just stay home and be in my bubble, fine. If I need to, you know, immediately go out and someone is scheduling or something, or they're trying to connect, those people are seeking, you know, what we can do to help them for a reason. And, you know, you focus on your purpose, and you can't be focusing on, am I going to survive? Am I, you know, there, we all go through periods like that. So I'm always intrigued when we have what we had this week, where we have snow days, you know, the workaholic me, the one that, you know, is always pushing forward, it struggles with those, having that reality of, okay, I'm going to have to close my office for today because not happening with the driving. But at the same time, that's a good situation to do exactly what we're talking about, where we focus on our purpose and helping and, you know, thriving and helping others thrive and know their course and be on it. So that quiet time extends itself out of the pandemic issue, you know, and into just simple things of finding peace within yourself when things suddenly shift. So
I wanted to bring up something that seems to be happening frequently is the people who know what their mission is. They know what they want to do, and they have all the tools. They've done all the work. They've gained the knowledge. They're ready to go start their business, their spiritual business. But during this time, they seem to be in this stuck, in this holding pattern where they're really hesitant or afraid to step out and start doing their work, like put themselves out there and start seeing clients. And that's something I think is really important, that those people find a way to push through that and begin, because the time that you're here for is now, and the time you're most needed is right now. So we'll all tell you, we've mentioned it before, like, I don't think very many people go into a spiritual business and don't have some nervousness about doing readings or healings or whatever it is that you're offering the first time. But that confidence is gained through doing it again and again and again. And you can't bypass it through knowledge. You're not going to be able to think your way through it. You have to just do it. So if you're one of those people who all this craziness in the world has got you in that holding pattern, push yourself through it. Push yourself right out of that. You're going to feel a lot better when you start working your mission. Then you have something to put your energy and focus on that you're meant to be doing.
And that's part of your goals and your learning, right? When you're going through, and I did extensive training for years, and I'm like, well, now I've got to actually do this.
Yeah.
I've got to actually really do this. So the year that Aunt passed, I took a year off from any schooling or any training. And that's when I met you guys. And I stepped into that role of becoming who I am. And for me, it was scary. I mean, Melissa and I just talked about this yesterday. I think the first time I did a healing, and I was like burping through the whole session. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. Like, I was so embarrassed. And you know, little did I know then that that was part of me releasing for them and feeling what they're feeling. And so, you know, those things, those little bumps, but you learn and you grow through those experiences. So that's what we talk about a lot too. You can do all the training in the world, but if you don't step into that role, it's up to you to step into that role. That's that action that you need to take for you to do your job, to do your role in this world.
It's kind of like you got to boot yourself in the butt out of your comfort zone. You just got to throw yourself out there and trust. You've been led to this moment for a reason. And if all the stuff going on in the world right now isn't enough to make you see how desperately you're needed, I don't know what will be, but push yourself out there and just make yourself do it. Start on a small scale, but start. You know, nothing's going to get you there other than doing that. And all of us have been there, every single one of us. Maybe not Roz, because it seems like she's been doing readings since she was about 5 years old. But the rest of us.
I don't know about that. But
I was working in mental health, and I knew how people felt. I mean, I heard the psychiatrist talking about it all the time. People were locked up in our psychiatric hospital because they thought they saw spirit, or they were talking to dead people. I'm like, whoa. I am not, or they thought that they knew what was going to happen. And I thought, well, I'm not going to let that get out there, you know, that I'm a psychic medium. And I buried it, and it was very hard for me to step out of that mode. And when my angel said, you have to do this work full-time in person and make yourself known. You want to talk about, it wasn't even just like a child thing. It was like, I went mule. I was like, no, I didn't want to leave my career. I didn't want people to know. I actually told my supervisor at the psychiatric hospital that I was leaving to become a singer. Well, that's not far-fetched, because, you know, I was a professional singer at that time and would like to be again on the side, but that's not why I was leaving. I just could not bring to tell her, because she's very, very conservative and I don't think she'd be open to this at all. I just could not tell her I'm going to be a psychic medium. No. Mm-mm. So, well, you know, we do.
I find it, your gifts. I mean, you have so many, your gifts cross many, many fields, you know? So I think that's a really good point for people to realize is, you know, we don't pick these gifts. I do know people who felt that urge and that compulsion and went out and, you know, sought out people to help them. And I totally support that, because I think it opens doors within your energy of like, hey, I really am meant to do this. I really am good at this. You know, it supports you and it gives you confidence. But at the same time, that side of us where we go, wait a minute, I did not pick this. Is, you know, it's definitely there. And I feel for those of you who are out there, you know, who realize you have this ability, you do know things. You are aware of things that are coming towards you and other people. You are knowledgeable. You have to get a comfort level with that and get past that kicking and screaming, as people always say to me, like, yeah, you're dragged there kicking and screaming. Possibly true, you know. I think we have those gifts, and sometimes our resistance is so fear-based and so, oh, what will everyone think and all that, you know, all that stuff. I was very fortunate, too, because my mother, you know, was a very different kind of thinker, and she was a very intuitive person herself. And, you know, she never hesitated to be going, you can't be telling people this. You can't be just announcing this to people. You got to think about what you're saying. And I'm going, well, it's not, you know, I don't know. It's just coming out. I know it's.
You had no filter?
Yeah, I'm being sent this. I don't know how to explain that. And I think that recognition of, I can't explain this, is a really good one to think about. And I know when I first met Terri Ann, she verbalized that so amazingly. You know, she was like, I just don't know how this is happening, but this is happening. So I think getting comfortable with that is a very important priority. And it's an important part of our survival, really, is to acknowledge, hey, I don't know, you know, this is coming from a very high place. I know it's with good intention. I know, et cetera, but realistically, I didn't go out and create this. It's coming from a place of love, kindness, and knowledge and help and all that. So,
and people are being awakened in ways like you. I'm going to tell you something that's happened recently that was interesting to me. I have a longtime friend who is not spiritual. She was raised with very abusive situation, and she really doesn't have any family. And when I would talk about angels, I could always feel like this little polite wall come down, and she's like, oh, angels, I don't know about that. Well, recently she has had this awakening. She's like, Ivory, I think I've had angels all along. Like, you're right. And she says, these things are happening, and there's no way that it's not angelic interference. Let me tell you. And it's these, she's going to write a book about it. I'm not going to ruin that for her, but all these things happen that you could think of coincidence, wild coincidences, but that added up to bringing her twin flame back into her life over 20 years later and seeing them through this crazy journey and bringing them together. Just unbelievable things happening that she says it can only be the angels. And she's like, I think I want to do that Meet Your Angelic Guides reading with you. She says, I think I want to do that. And I'm like, this, I feel like I may be dreaming. I may be in my other life, what I call my dreams, where I just think this is happening because it was so surreal. But we've had this conversation 3 times now. So she's had her awakening because we're friends, because I started talking about angels. And little by little, she started realizing she was having things happen. When I see something like that, I know that's happening to so many other people, not necessarily about angels, but just a spiritual awakening of different kinds that is happening through who you know, you know, things happening around you that you just eventually can't deny. You cannot say that's coincidence anymore. So even in the midst of what's happening in the world for us now, there's room for some little miracles happening all around us, which is beautiful. Thank goodness, huh?
Yeah, love those miracles. Love the fact that, you know, the synchronicity of how everything flows and then aligns is just mind-blowing, really. So that's a wonderful story. I'm very happy for her. Whoever
I am too. It made me so happy because when somebody tells me they don't believe in angels, I'm like, oh my gosh, you are missing out on so much guidance, so much incredible much guidance that could make your life a lot easier, a lot less confusing.
And comfort.
And comfort. Oh, yes.
You know, I mean, the bottom line is when you're in that frequency realm where you're communicating with your angels and guides, there is no level of emotional intimacy to me that's deeper. I mean, you feel them, they feel you, you're connected, you're in a place of extreme calmness and extreme connectivity. And you know that you're supposed to be there. So it's an amazing experience.
It is. It's a merged spirituality with you and your angels where they're with you, within you all the time.
It is.
And when they wrap you in angelic energy, like nothing gives you more peace and love than that. Nothing.
I mean, your heart just goes into hyperspace. You know, you're there, you're with them, you're connected. It's an amazing experience.
Absolutely. And I'm feeling when I do readings for people, I'm still not back to doing mediumship yet. This, that illness I had has just, I'm still over getting my head back to normal with that. But I'll be doing readings with people and angels are coming in so powerfully, just massive amounts of angelic energy, way more than normal. So my conclusion about that is that we're all surrounded by more angels than normal right now to help us through this time and try to help us keep our balance and focus and move forward despite what's going on. I think it's moving forward because of what's going on instead of in spite of it. Because of what's going on, we must forge forward.
And I think recognizing and looking for those and acknowledge, you know, those amazing connections with your higher frequency, you know, realm of supports, your angels, your guides, etc., is so necessary right now, because we're talking about survival. We're talking about getting through all of this. Well, what better resource than that? They're there. They're there for you. And I always tell people, if you need something, you know, this is why I believe, you know, it's talked about that you are supposed to be spending a fair amount of time every day in prayer and affirmation, because you're asking, you're communicating, you're making that spiritual connection with them. And that's so important to getting through all of it, all of these things that are maybe not so wonderful in our world. I've been doing a lot of communicating with Mother Earth. Melissa and I were discussing this morning because I just feel like, you know, we need to be environmentally on the page when Mother Earth is going, hey, I need this. Don't do this because I'm not going to like it. So,
do you think she's going to shake herself like a dog shaking off fleas?
Yep. I feel it coming.
I do too.
Yep. Too.
The angels say that we're going to we're going to live more in harmony with the planet, but it's not so sure we're going to be able to stop global warming. So that's very scary. We have to really put a lot of energy and focus into that it happens. There's literally nothing more important in this world, because if we don't have our planet, how do we go on? What are we giving our children and grandchildren and their children, if not a healthy whole planet?
I think we have to be conscious of that, and we have to make effort every day in some way to, you know, either with our energy, with our love, with our kindness, with our actual actions, with our protests, you know, if we wish to direct it that way. But the other thing is that we need to realize that we do have, in those outer frequencies, in those multidimensional frequencies, we do have love being directed at us. We do have the opportunity to connect. And I don't think we're alone in this. I think the Earth is going to be supported by the, you know, extreme multiple dimensions.
I think so too. It's too precious.
It is. I just firmly feel, I believe that it's going to turn. And I think we have to be realistic about, you know, allowing too much of our head of this knowledge of we can't, you know, how much of this can be allowed to go on. But I do think we're going to get a little wake-up call from Mother Earth. I can feel it coming.
I think it's already started.
Yeah.
Frankly, yeah. I feel like it's already started. So, yeah.
I like to follow the Hopi prophecies and the indigenous people's prophecies, and they all talk about it. I mean, they were given this information many, many decades back. So they know what's coming. And a lot of other people feel that too. So being in the right place with yourself is a good thing.
Mm-hmm. And it feels like if we could look at it like from the center of the Earth, Mother Earth, Mother Gaia is shifting and ascending. And then the next layer, seen and unseen, shifting and ascending. And we are shifting and ascending, each one of us and together at the same time. It's like it's all synchronized all together in a line. And for a long time, I keep getting that our angels and guides are also, not that they need to, not that they're not beings of God, of the light, but they are ascending with us. So their frequencies are also uplifting as well. So it's almost like the whole hierarchy and everything we've ever known and beyond our capacity to know is ascending. So to hold on to each other, not hold on to each other, but go inside and help each other through these times and pieces is the message that I keep getting. And yeah, this Terry and I keep going, what? We're supposed to do what? In our sessions that we've been working on together, and it's helping so much. I'm like, really? Just when I need it, just when I'm going to take a day off, what? And I keep learning and studying and have been having those moments where I'm like, I don't think I can. Like, I've had some serious self-doubt in the last year. Like, I don't know if I can do that. So it's not just people coming into their spiritual stuff like as a well-known, renowned psychic medium for almost 30 years, I am still having those pieces too. So it's not that any of us are, you know, better or so further advanced than each other, but we're coming together and growing so we can thrive together. Mind. I'm very grateful. Very grateful.
Yes. Mind meld, is that what you said, Terri-Ann?
Mind blown.
Mind blown. Yes, mind blown.
I'm like, I almost like every day, like, oh my God, this just happened. Oh my God. Like, my mind is just blown. I'm like, there's so many synchronicities coming in and everything is so perfectly aligned, you know, but it is about for us too. And everybody else, because even if somebody else just stepping into that role, like I was saying earlier with me, it was so scary. I was like, oh, I don't know if I could do this. But even if you're more advanced and you have to now step into this new role, and it's like, holy shit, I don't know that I can.
Like, scary too. Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes it feels very overwhelming, and I feel like, who, me? You know, how am I supposed to do that? But you just have to trust. If you're being told you're supposed to do something, let it unfold. Follow where you're guided to go, step by step, and you'll get there.
Have faith.
Absolutely. Having faith is critical. Tune in next week when our topic will be near-death experiences. That's going to be a really fascinating topic. Thank you for listening to the Sedona Soul Sisters Show. If you'd like more information about the Sedona Soul Sisters and their services, visit their website at SedonaSoulSisters.com. Subscribe to our show here so you don't miss a thing. All of us at Sedona Soul Sisters hope you have an enlightening week.